Aula News, noticias que interesan.
I always wanted loads of kids, and at the back of my head, I kind of thought that I'd like to adopt children as well. What brought me on my international adoption journey, and I suppose the circumstances that lead you there. We'd had miscarriages, and we'd suffered infertility. We just had this pain of wanting a child. So there's an entire process, a legal process around international adoption. So you go through what's called a pre-adoption assessment in order to gain a declaration of suitability to adopt. The process takes years. I think we were 3 years in the process, and basically your entire life is put under scrutiny. You have to attend mandatory pre-adoption workshops. So what it looked like for us is that we were assigned a social worker, and we had a birth daughter. So like our relationship with her was assessed. We were interviewed as a couple. We were interviewed separately. We had to have referees who were outside the family who would be interviewed separately to us to recommend us as prospective adoptive parents. We had to have a medical every 3 months, which was signed and certified by our GP. We had to provide details of our mortgage, our bank accounts were scrutinised, our healthcare was scrutinised, our working hours were scrutinised. You know, so at the end of it, you're absolutely emotionally exhausted. It's just one of the hardest things I ever did.
Aula News, noticias que interesan.